What do you think is the best of these scenarios? A shipping line buying a terminal, a port buying a shipping line, or a shipper stroke forwarder starting a shipping line?
What I see is more robust over time is stay in what you're good with. Let's take the carriers, for example. I'm not saying carriers shouldn't do terminal business or shouldn't do logistics. They absolutely can, and some of them are good at it. But that doesn't mean you have to integrate the whole thing end to end. You can operate and say, fine, I got a few add-ons that work for me here or work for me there. That is probably more similar to what you're seeing, for example, CMA doing with Ceva. So you have the model where, yes, you have these different things on the shelves, but you don't necessarily force through the integration end to end, because that raises the level of complexity you need to deal with in your business phenomenally. And furthermore, it moves you further over in the camp where you have to compete head on with a number of your own large customers, namely the freight forwarders.
So basically a diversified portfolio rather than a consolidated service.
Yes. And again, if we put a bit of perspective, if you look over the last, 30 years or so, you will see all of the carriers tend to have fluctuated over times between these positions. Should they be pure carriers? Should they be fully integrated? Should they do something? This is a movement that's cyclical that goes back and forth. And right now we're in a cycle where a lot of people are tending more towards the integrated logistics side. I see that as a cycle. And like all other cycles, it's going to come around again. It just takes a long time.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.